Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to look at the halachas of the prohibition of learning Torah and greeting others during the Shiva period. This is Simon Reish Yud, 210 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at three concepts today, that is learning Torah, being in the shul, and us and greeting others. Let's start from the top, learning Torah. The halacha is an avel, a person in avelus may not learn Torah. So a few questions, why are they prohibited from studying Torah? The reason is because the pasuk tells us, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev, the precepts of Hashem are upright, making the host rejoice, and a mourner is forbidden from rejoicing, and therefore is not allowed to learn Torah. What kinds of Torah studies are prohibited for a mourner? So a mourner may not learn any part of Torah, whether it's Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or even Haggadah. Any part of Torah learning may not be learned. What is allowed for a mourner to study? So they may learn the things that a person may learn on Tisha B'Av, the book of Iyov, Job, Lamentations, as Koheles, the mournful sections of Yirmiyahu, the Gemara in the third perek of Meseches Moed Katon, the Elu Magalchim, which is about excommunication and mourning, the Meseches Smachos, which are some of the small Mesechtos which deal with the halachas of Avelos. And some even say that Avel is encouraged to learn Musar, introspection, and self-growth. May a mourner who is a teacher of children continue teaching during the week of mourning? The answer is after the first 3 days, he may teach everything children need so that their Torah study is not interrupted. And his young children who are not obligated to mourn should also continue learning, but they should not stop because he is in Avelos. Children learning Torah is an incredibly important thing. Let's go move to our second concept, that is in shul. May a mourner who is a kohen go to read from the Torah if there's no other kohen present. So during the Shiva, he is not allowed to go to the Torah even if he is the only kohen. What sections of prayer must the mourner omit during the Shiva? We discussed this a little bit before about the halachos of the tefillah and the beis avel, but just as a quick summary of what the Kitzur says over here is, he must leave out pitum hakatores, keitzad hamaktirim, how the incense was made, and ma'amados, the sections about what was said by the korbanos, and yiratzon of after ezehu mekomon. Another important part that the Avel omits is that when doing Havdalah, they do not recite the introductory verses, which are Hinei Kel Yeshua Siavtach V'lo Echad, which are all about joy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the nation of Israel. Those are omitted, and he would begin just with the bracha on the wine. May Amon HaSon is a Baal Tefillah, as a Chazan. So during the Shiva, only if no one else can do this. However, for a parent, then they should be the one to lead the davening. During the year of mourning, it's customary not to serve as a Baal Tefillah on Shabbos or Yom Tov unless there's no one else available. So a person who's an Avelah should not be davening for Amud on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. If he was the regular chazan before his mourning and the people relied on him for this, he may continue when it comes to this. We finally move to our last concept, and that is She'elas Shalom, asking peace of others. In the old days, it wasn't just, hi, how's it going? People used to say, Shalom Aleichem, greet and ask for peace. So there are certain halachas that pertain to this. So number one is, what are the rules for greeting greeting others during mourning? So for the first 3 days, the Avel must not greet anyone. If they are greeted, he or she must inform them they are a mourner and therefore not respond. During the third to seventh day of the Shiva, they may not greet, but if greeted unknowingly, they may respond. During the seventh to the 30th day, during the Shloshim, they may greet others, since others are in a good state, but others should still not greet them, because they are not in a good state yet. If they are greeted unknowingly, they may certainly respond, and after 30 days, they may exchange greetings with others as well. If a mourner is a mourner allowed to laugh or play with children, so the answer is no, they should be in a somber state, and therefore they should not be given children to hold because it causes laughter and joy. This halacha most people do not know. Many people come into the Shiva house and hand the grandparent their little baby, to cheer them up, and that's precisely asr. That's not allowed. May greetings be exchanged in that, with the mourner on Shabbos. So yes, where it's customary to greet mourners on Shabbos, one may do so, and the mourner may greet every good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem, regularly as well. How should they handle big crowds? So they should also avoid lengthy conversations. The Avel should not have lengthy conversations during the week. And though they may respectfully say Eschel Shalom, they may send off people in groups when the time comes for the end of the Shiva visit. May a mourner recite the brachos of Shechian during the Shiva? So although they may not get new clothing, but if they ate a new fruit, or if let's say it's on Chanukah, they may say Shechian in this particular case for themselves. Are there other applications of the prohibition of asking peace? So the Avil should also not give gifts during the Avedis. We'll discuss that at a later moment. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.